Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Jesus is that friend that is extremely dependable. He is dependable. He is just everything to us. He is a friend that sticketh around. If you're just joining us for the very first time, you're listening to the Open Heaven Hour, and on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Today is the 17th day in the month of July 2025. It's a brand new day and it's a beautiful Thursday. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, because you ask not. Because you ask not, which means because you have not asked. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 27, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah chapter 9 to chapter 11. And our memory verse is taken from John chapter 16, verse 24. John chapter 16 verse 24, which says, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive, and that your joy may be full. Our Bible reading is taken from John chapter 6 from verse 5 to 13. John chapter 6 from verse 5 to 13. From verse 5 it reads, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, it will take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But how far will they go among so many? Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the signs Jesus performed, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, James chapter 4 verse 2 reveals why some Christians will still suffer from lack. Do you know that if you ask God to end lack in your life, he will grant your request? In today's Bible reading, Jesus fed thousands of people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. By the time everybody had been fed, they still had 12 baskets extra. When God provides for your needs, he gives you more than enough to satisfy you. Your big request is a little thing for him to fulfill. Years ago, I traveled to London on an official assignment, and 3 days before my return, I had run out of money and needed £50 to buy some books and tapes. I turned to God, Daddy, It would be good if I could get £50. Shortly after, my phone rang. The fellow on the line said, B.E. I told him there was nobody with that name B.E. where I was, and as we talked, he got to know who I was. Excitedly, he called out to his brother, telling him that he was speaking with me. Apparently, they had been discussing how they would see me, and now I was on the phone with them. Eventually, they came over. We talked, and they were leaving. As they were leaving, they gave me £50. Immediately they left, I said, Daddy, if I knew it would be this easy, I would have asked for £100. As I rejoiced over the £50, the doorbell rang, but before I could get to the door, an envelope had slipped under the door. I opened it and realized it came from a wealthy man who had never given me a dime before. Inside was £50 notes that said, I just felt like giving you some money. Then I told God that if I had known that another £50 would come, I would have asked for an extra £50. That night before I slept, someone gave me another £50. I became afraid and told God I was only joking. I didn't want to offend him. God reminded me of this incident recently and told me I had been foolish. If you asked me for £50 and I provided it, why didn't you ask me for £5,000? Beloved, find out God's will concerning your needs and ensure your requests are in alignment with it. Stop complaining about lack in your life. Rather, ask God to meet your exact needs. Do not waver in faith, and it will surely answer you. Today's open admin comes with an action point that says, ask God to provide your needs according to his will and believe that he's able to fulfill them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to send this message to encourage somebody this morning, you can do that by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.peacefulradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestmanashradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.